The Brady Report.
Good on your wedding singer. 7:10. No Kirk client from the US today, but we will be chatting with our man, Ender Brady.
Yes, and he's there right now. Bombshell for Ben Stokes. Ender, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Good to speak outside the MCG. One person that you possibly may not be seeing outside the MCG on the Ashes Tour is Ben Stokes, because the ECB came out today and they've announced that he will not be considered for further selection until further notice. So the 26-year-old all-rounder arrested in the early hours of Monday morning in Bristol. There was some sort of an altercation in the street. Now, he was released without charge and the investigation continues, but today here, a national newspaper obtained CCTV images of the brawl. The person certainly looks like Ben Stokes. That is the allegation. A 27-year-old man ended up in hospital with facial injuries. The investigation is continuing, and the ECB has come out today and said that England's vice-captain, Ben Stokes, the all-rounder, and Alex Hales, they will not be considered for selection until further notice. So
wow.
Huge speculation that these boys won't be going to the Ashes.
Mm. Okay, good news for us. The crazy price of one of London's smallest units.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, this. A flat in Pimlico in central London, 95 square feet. It's just sold for $570,000. Unbelievable. A second floor unit in a 19th century building. It measures 95 square feet, and the estate agent has managed to sell it for $570,000. They reckon that's $6,000 per square foot. Now, even by London standards, that is absolutely ridiculous.
That's absurd.
A quote from a property expert says, the price highlights the demand for property within prime central London locations.
Wow.
Indeed.
That's incredible. Ender, good on you, mate. Who are you tipping, the Tigers or the Crows?
Crows by 5 points.
Oh, okay. He's a good judge too, Ender. We'll catch you again on Monday. Take care.
Enjoy, boys.
Good on you, Ender. Thank you very much. Kirk Clyde having a day off today, and Bob Tarlow will be back on Monday as per usual.